This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. It was big news back in August 2006. A small plane with engine failure crashed in a place called Sullivan, Missouri in the US. It was a terrible accident. Seven people were killed, but Kimberly Deer from Melbourne, she was 21. She survived, but very badly injured. She was eventually recovered only because of the heroic efforts of an American skydiving instructor called Robert Cook. Robert was on board to give Kimberly actually a skydiving lesson. There was panic on board, but Robert calmly strapped her into his safety harness before they hit a tree. He'd actually worked the harness so that he took the full impact and shielded her head and body. He took the full force of this impact and died. But Kimberly was badly injured, a broken pelvis, collarbone, but her spine was actually intact. So 3 months later in hospital, she was able to walk again. And this young American man, Robert Cook, who she'd only met that day, was a national hero and in 2008 received an Australian Bravery Award after his death. So there's something inspiring about that. A man prepared to sacrifice his own life. Would you have been prepared to do that? Would I? When it comes to life, I think it's a good question. What am I willing to do to prove my love for somebody else? We don't prove our love by the intensity of our feelings, because I think when you look at it, feelings are very tricky. They're unpredictable, they're unstable, but sacrifice is this willingness to give up everything. It's the decision to share. Now, sacrifice may involve pain, could involve giving your life. We give in proportion as we love. A mother will often make sacrifices for her kids, especially in those younger years, foregoing sleep to care for them, so that the child is looked after. And there are many examples of personal sacrifice. Florence Nightingale was a really amazing person in the pages of history. She was the English reformer, the founder of modern nursing. In the 1800s, Florence Nightingale felt God had called her to live for others, to sacrifice her own ambitions, known as the lady with the lamp. And so when she and her nurses showed up in the British war hospitals on the Crimean front, the conditions were worse than they'd heard. There was filth, infection, disorganisation, just so many people to care for, and the shiploads of these desperately needed supplies sat in the harbour while men died because some official had not filed out the proper forms. So in the middle of this dreadful environment, 42% of the wounded men never recovered. So it took all of Florence Nightingale's training and dedication to turn things around. She mentored two generations of nurses, outstanding woman, rugged, very stubborn, but the heart of love and compassion. She died in 1910. So Florence Nightingale was a devout Christian and at age 17 felt that God had called her to serve him. She avoided fame or fortune. She just went on regardless. And to this day, she's held in the highest regard. At age 30, she said, "I only want to follow God's will. That's all I want to do." And as an older person, she was asked what was her secret. She said, "Look, I can only give you one explanation. I've kept nothing back from God." Isn't that a fantastic example? The Bible actually takes it a step higher with the basis that because Jesus gave his life for us, we need to be prepared to give our lives for others. Yes, that's a huge ask. But when we put others before ourselves, we're actually doing what God wants. Or when we love the unlovely or kind to someone who mistreats us, the love of God compels us to reach out. So sacrifice, it's love in action more than words. Jesus didn't exclude anyone or judge. He loved everyone. And so the Bible says we are to imitate him. Jesus laid down his life for everybody. And if we're to follow him, we've got to really give our lives for other people. It's very tempting to substitute talk about love for the deeds of love. Life reveals the children of God. There's no way of telling what a tree is other than its fruit. And there's no way of telling what a person is other than by their actions. Heavenly Father, sacrifice is such a huge topic. Help me to be brave enough, Lord, to sacrifice what I need to follow you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.